Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, what a thrill today, because you've got stocks jumping. Certainly a thrill if you're a bull in this market. Stocks jumping with benchmark indexes topping all-time highs on a closing basis as an unexpected boost in stimulus from the Bank of Japan really spurring a lot of optimism in the global economy. We really saw a global rally. Let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in the markets. Here to help us do that is Doug Black. He's founder and director at Spring Reef Partners on the phone in Washington. Hey, Doug, for those who might not know, what is Spring Reef Partners?
Good afternoon, Carol, and thanks for having me on. Spring Reef Partners is a client advocacy or consultancy that helps wealthy families do three things: evaluate, select, and monitor their relationships with their financial advisors, whether they be broker-dealers, private banks, trust companies, or registered investment advisors.
All right. So in a market like this, what a month it's been, a lot of volatility. The S&P, though, is up about 2% here in October. I mean, what should investors be asking their advisors at this point? Given kind of the current market environment?
So that's a great question, because we're just coming off the third quarter review. So for wealthy families, most of them end up meeting with their advisors on a quarterly basis. And there's really four things you need to focus on when you sit down on one of those reviews this time of year. First of all, how am I positioned? How am I performing? Given that it's third quarter and you're going into the end of the year, what's my tax liability? And then based on all that, what changes should I make? What changes to my allocation and what changes to the solutions inside my portfolio?
So, Doug, is that kind of a year-end thing you're saying? It's not based on the market environment. You know, Dave Wilson, and I were just talking about, you know, the run-up that we've seen here in October and the bounce back that we've seen, you know, making the point that it didn't make sense to sell out of stocks if you were concerned about the environment. You know, you made it back. So are you saying this based on we're coming to the end of the year or based on the market environment?
Well, so one, I think the tax stuff is obviously end of the year, but
right.
On current market environment, so most of the wealthy families we work with have a very long-term strategic view. However, when you see dips that occurred earlier in this month, I think there's two things that happen. One is people who have recently had liquidity events, sold a business or something like that, and are trying to put money to work. You generally stage that out over a period of time. I know a lot of those families use this dip as an opportunity to accelerate that process and buy on the bottoms. And the other is that most of these firms, in addition to having a good strategic asset allocation, do have tactical tilts, and they're going to look at things that occurred in this market and say, where do I want to reposition myself around the edges? A 2%, 3% move here between, you know, emerging and back into large cap U.S.
What about, you know, in terms of events, we've got the midterm elections just around the corner next Tuesday. How does that play into your strategy for some of your clients, if at all?
It really doesn't. So our clients focus on a market cycle, strategic asset allocation based on their particular long-term view and their specific needs. And so something like an election result or something like that is not going to change the long-term expectations for specific asset classes. So it might take a little tactical tilt if something happens as a result of the election and somebody gets surprised. Then we saw a nice surprise day out of the Bank of Japan. So that's an opportunity to potentially enjoy the benefits of having put money to work earlier in the month. And so if you see something after an election that might drive the markets back down a little bit, that probably creates another opportunity to put money to work.
Doug, just got 30 seconds here. When you heard that news about the Bank of Japan, did you scratch your head or just say, wow, this is just, you know, continued support for the equity markets?
Well, I did scratch my head a little bit because I was surprised like everybody else, but it's certainly positive news. And stimulus is better than no stimulus. And certainly the markets around the world are rewarding that.
All right. Going to leave it there. Hey, Doug, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Doug Black, he's founder and director at Spring Reef Partners, joining us on the phone in Washington, D.C. Let's remind you of where the markets are trading at this hour. S&P 500, a gain of 17 points at 2011. Dow Jones Industrial Average, a gain of 0.8% at 17,343. And got the NASDAQ better by 1.2%. You listen to Taking Stock right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.